Nerd Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor, and he is a fan boat riding gator holt. Well, that's also me. He lives in Florida, he's Siege.
Yes, that's me, and you live in Washington, but you are also a fanboat riding, gator-holding monster.
I love that about us. neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, you could let us know what we would get right or get wrong. And specifically, why don't you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts? 5 stars preferable, please. You could tell a friend, you could holler at us on our socials at nerdtalkplus.com to find all of that. Or at any time, you could always help us make it worse. So, hi, yes. Siege. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. We actually have another review.
Ah, this is going great. Let us
they
hit
just
us.
Keep rolling in. And this one is 5 stars. And
all right.
I'm not sure how to read the title, though, because they didn't put any punctuation. So I'm going to go with kind of funny. So this one's from Nima J, and it's kind of funny. 5 stars. I'm old. I stumbled on this trying to find something to listen to on the radio. I accidentally downloaded a podcast, but I listened anyway and chuckled the whole time. Greg, Siege, and Brandon are like my idiot sons. I will keep listening to these. You're good boys.
Hey,
thanks, Nima.
You know I'm chasing validation from anywhere I can get it, so I love it. Kind of funny? I'll take it.
I'll take old people accidentally downloading us anytime.
Just wait till they find your OnlyFans.
Yeah, right? We are their idiot sons. I love it.
Hey, I got a big shout out to everybody. There's been a great response to this in recent weeks of people actually leaving us comments and whatever. And that's, it's really good. It's helpful. And regardless of how helpful it is, it's just nice to hear back from you. Again, you can reach us all on our socials, nerdtalkplus.com. It takes you to a link tree that will show you where each of us live online. So we don't have to list it out each time. But nerdtalkplus.com. How you doing, Siege? What's going on?
Not too bad, buddy. I'm actually sitting in the middle of a typhoon right now. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's like hail hitting the window right behind me.
I'm reserving myself to not make dad jokes, doing my best to not say, what the hail? Like I
what the hail is going on? You did it. You did it. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, John Manley and I came up with a rule about telling jokes. I think I did, and he just laughed to make me feel better, but if you have a bad joke to tell, you just say I was gonna say, and then you say it anyway. You go, but that's dumb. And then if someone laughs, you're like, see, it was good. If they're like, that is dumb, you're like, see, I've got such good self-control.
I love that, actually.
Can we talk about something really important to me? It's not important whatsoever, but Russell
where
Wilson
Brandon is
getting his ass handed to him.
Hell,
I don't think I've seen a football skill or score that bad in, I can't, first of all, shout out to my buddy Brandon, because, Brian, because his team is the Broncos, and, well, the Broncos were dismantled 70-20 by the Dolphins. The Dolphins, who haven't, like, been good in, since Ace Ventura.
Since Dan Marino. Yeah, exactly. Since, like, the 90s. So, yeah. It's been insane. It's like watching a video game. I was literally screaming, jumping up and down. I don't even watch football. Yeah. I'm a soccer guy. You know, I watch the Seahawks and I watch the Dolphins just because, you know, every team from Seattle and Miami is my team for some reason. Yeah. And, you know, it just happened to be on. And it was one of those things that, like, you know, dad wants some company to watch some football on Sundays. And every time he walked out of the room, the Dolphins scored. So it was just like, I was just like, leave.
Thank you, old man bladder. Jeez, that's great that he just kept getting up to pee and then like...
Exactly.
Whoops, 70.
Gotta pee and gotta have cigarettes. That's all there is to it.
70 points, though. That's like exhausting to just score that much.
There was a goofy statistic put out by one of the Dolphins statisticians that was Tua was only behind like 5 quarterbacks for throwing right-handed touchdowns yesterday. He's a left-handed quarterback. He threw 2 right-handed touchdowns.
What?
Yeah. Out of the 4 he threw, 2 of them were right-handed.
Wow. That's so wild, dude.
I know. It blew me away, just all the dumb stuff that's coming up from this. So I'm just like, all right, cool.
Well, that's fine. Miami deserves something nice once in a while. I mean, you get typhoons and hurricanes. That part sucks. But then you have the beautiful beaches and the incredible weather and the super slow lifestyle and the holding alligators. And there's a lot of good stuff in Miami, too.
Oh, and did the Marlins win?
I don't know.
Yes, they did. They're fighting for a play. They're fighting for a wild card spot, just like the Mariners. I might have both my damn teams in the playoffs in the same year. I know.
Mariners managed to lose 3 out of 3 against their rivals for the position over the weekend.
We're literally fighting the same people to get into the final position too. It's just like, at least you guys got them at home. We're all away. I know. It's a touchy subject. We'll probably both end up crying in another week or so.
I wish I could think of stuff that was going on in my world right now, man. I'm like pretty, I'm just pretty sleepy. I'm not drinking whiskey today, so that's, I know. What
are you drinking? Are you drinking Kratom?
Coffee.
We've switched it up. I'm drinking the whiskey.
I have to go to my kid's school, so
that's all the more reason to drink the whiskey.
So we're once again recording a little bit early because tomorrow at this time, the Seattle Sounders FC, my favorite soccer team, is going to unveil their rebranding. They're going to have a new logo, potentially new stuff to show off today at 10 a.m. as you're listening to this live on the Odyssey app right now. What's happening?
Yes.
Instant reactions. Oh, my God. They didn't.
Wow. It's so beautiful. I love the new colors.
Whoa. It's like a combination of all the eras. Only perfect.
I love it. Thank God they put orcas everywhere.
Oh, that's a little too much orca.
There's never too much orca.
Anyway, boy, I'm really excited to get that jersey. That's going to be real good. So, congratulations to Seattle Sounders FC. Anyway, we're recording this ahead of time to make sure that I can attend.
50 years.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know. I just feel like you guys have been, I've been the Brandon of the group these last few days where I just like am not responsive to anything and I've just been kind of like zoned out and not able to.
Yeah, it's so weird. Brandon's been the one sending a whole bunch of stuff. Like even today, even though he's not here today.
Yeah, he couldn't bother showing up.
Yeah, we still have pictures of him and his mustache is actually coming in pretty well. He's been talking about how shy he's been.
Don't encourage him.
You got to give him a little bit of credit with the mustache.
No, it looks great. Brandon's whole thing is always good. Like his aesthetic is perfect. Like
he's creating an entire new master race out there in Spokane. Exactly where they want it.
Just what they wanted. They're like, I don't know though. He's not blonde enough for it. I don't think so.
But those children, kids.
Oh boy.
It's the blue eyes. That's all they need.
So, Siege, when it comes to spending money stupidly, I'm sure you do this. I know I do for sure. What's your vice? What gets you? What do you spend your cash on that you shouldn't?
Besides
here, 40 slices of cheese from the cheesemonger.
40 slices of cheese, cocaine, and hookers. I mean, those are my only vices. No, mostly, to be perfectly honest with you, it's traveling to Sounders games. Because being down here in Florida, I'm the president of the subgroup for Florida and the Southeast and the Caribbean Tropic Sound of ECS. Yeah. And so any chance I can get to any game close, but of course they don't have like any games in the eastern half of the country this year.
Because they all happened last year.
Exactly. So, yeah, I haven't really been able to do anything this year. I was actually supposed to go to the Colorado game just this past week, which, of course, we won for the first time there in God knows how long. but no, I mean, honestly, it's like travel, sports. Like, I like experiences. I'm not so much somebody who's going to buy a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. I like to have the experiences. That's me.
Mine's food, and not good food. I just, like, don't want to cook, so... And food prices are outrageous, and, like...
Oh, my God.
There's not a TB near me, man. Jeez, Tampa Bay is closer to you than Taco Bell is to me, man.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
it's crazy. How do you not have a Taco Bell near you?
Nah, I mean, there's one, but it's, like, it's the kind of, like, stabby one, and I don't... I'm not... It's not a good destination. And like, the opposite direction, there aren't any. And so it's just there. Like, my favorite's Wendy's, to be honest with you. And there's I got Wendy's covered pretty good. So that's nice. But
what's your go-to at the Wendy's?
What's that?
What's your go-to at the Wendy's?
Oh, it's the number one double, no tomatoes, fries. No, like,
yeah, that's you and my dad would get along well.
Yeah, that guy sounds cool.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I go straight meat, so like the Baconator and like a strawberry frosty.
Yeah.
I get all the weird stuff.
How strange is it? I'm also a strawberry ice cream person. Like, if that's the option, if the place serves strawberry ice cream, I know I'm a basic bitch. I get it. But, like, yeah. I love just a plain old strawberry ice cream. The Haagen-Dazs, like, yeah, you got strawberry? I'm in. Let's go. I don't need fancy ice cream. Now, I love Rocky Road. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not a monster. But I also don't need that. I just need, I'll eat vanilla ice cream, whatever you got. Just bring it on.
Exactly. I'm a big time ice cream fan. I'll eat the mint cookie or whatever the weird stuff is that nobody else wants. I mean, I'll take it. Give it to me. Ice cream fills in the cracks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and then later on does it again, but it's a
yes.
Well, I ask because was the spending sometimes gets preposterous and we're like the richest nation on the planet. And so we start doing stupid things. If you think back like a year ago when the whole world was NFT crazy, despite almost, I bet you could talk to all of your friends and find less than 5% that actually knows what a non-fungible token actually is.
You would be surprised here in Miami.
How many people know what NFTs are?
Oh my God. We built a giant, like, mechanical bull, like the Wall Street bull, except all electronic and like, diodes and switches and LEDs and all that stuff, even complete with the giant balls out the back of it, right in front of the FTX sponsored arena where the Miami Heat had played. I mean, the FTX on the top of the arena, even though that company has failed and has gone away and they've since renamed the arena, the FTX that was on top of it is so big and so heavy they have not been able to get it off of the arena yet. So anytime a plane flies or a helicopter goes over the Miami Heat's home, it still says FTX and giant, and that giant bull, and God, not even to get into the whole thing of the mayor of Miami pushing like crypto, Miami coin and everything else like that. Like, yeah, we all pretty much know it down here.
No, but you know what it is. And first of all, they just need to install a dash in between the F and the TX so that we could be F Texas. Yeah. And then like, you're fine. Okay. Like everyone works will believe that Texas and Florida will definitely go to battle. They get lumped into the same group as being kind of like the crap part of the country where kooks are, you know? No offense.
Totally.
I can't imagine them coexisting. It's not like they would team up either.
No, like, not in the least.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, So the F Texas, I think, is what I'm going to call that arena from now on.
I like it. We got the bayou. They got the desert. We'll take it.
You might know the term non-fungible token, but I don't actually think people could tell you. I can't really tell you what that is in terms of like buying an NFT of a famous internet GIF. Like, what do I own? Nothing? Just the bragging rights to say that I handed over money so that way that GIF can be associated with my name or whatever? It turns out that 95% of them that people spent millions on in some cases are now worth literally nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that Bitcoin, another type of NFT, I suppose, isn't worth nothing. But it's down from $70,000 a coin to by $50,000 to $20,000 a coin. So even that has lost its ass. I wish I could have been nicer about it at the time, and I just couldn't allow in my brain the understanding. Like, this is not a real thing. You're just handing over money for the idea that you might be associated something like Nyan Cat, that little flying Pop-Tart gift or whatever. Someone owns that. But what does that even mean? I can just go to the internet and use it freely, and there's no stopping me. And there's like, you don't own the physical thing or a file. You just own the idea to it. And I guess that starts getting into property stuff, or like, you know, I own a small piece of property, but like, what's that even about? Like, there was other people that owned the property before, and someone came through and was like, bang, now it's ours. So it's just an idea. America is just a word, but I use it, says the legendary Fugazi.
I love that line. I've never got the whole owning the picture NFTs, like the coins and everything like that. Like, I can tell you, like, one of my buddies, like, that we go to Heat games with, Ben, actually, he's famous for photoshopping buttholes on things. So, of course, he started Butthole Coin, and there were a bunch of people who bought him for $50 right off the bat, and they went up Like he would only mint, quote unquote, like 25 of them. And then the next day he could sell them for like 100 or 150. And it was insane. Like I probably still have like 3 or 4 butthole coins myself. But when it comes to the actual pictures, it's like, I don't get that. All I got to do is right click on anything, you know?
Yeah. It's people got duped into this. Someone created some hype around it. And it was at the time because Bitcoin was so big that anything that was mysteriously digital that we didn't have a real understanding of became like very cool. But boy, did that fall away very fast.
Yeah. A couple of my friends who are artists in Miami, like actual painting artists, like did some stuff that actually got transferred digitally. And I mean, sold them for like tons of money. But as soon as the people bought them, I mean, I can't imagine that they can turn a profit on anything now. Now it's just kind of the digital idea of this giant painting that they've done.
Yeah, very strange. After spending decades daydreaming about a real-life return of dinosaurs, a la Jurassic Park, a team of scientists is trying to make it happen, only make it Australian. I can't do an Australian accent, so I won't try. I took an accents class because I'm not very good at accents, and the instructor was like, I can't do Australian, so you can buy the book and try and learn it, but like I can't do it, so good luck to you. It's such a weird one. But anyway, I'm using a lot of science words about DNA that I don't understand. Researchers are closing in on resurrecting the lost Tasmanian tiger species. Apparently, yeah, same. It sounds like a big cat, obviously, but it's actually a marsupial, one of the pouchy ones, you know, that you can babies into. And so yes. even better, but use it like as a foot warmer. Oh my God, that's awesome. But it was also the apex predator of its region before humans showed up and it started eating all their sheep and stuff like that. So they, you know, we murdered them like we tend to do or whatever. So I guess the trick to getting species back alive is not the actual being able to find the DNA and replicate it. You have to like tell it how to behave in relation to other stuff. So you can't just have like a blob of like, you know, tiger wiener and then have the rest of it show up just because you tell it to replicate or whatever. They have to figure out how to synthesize it. But they're getting close to it. It is one of the species that if they were able to get it to come back, to resurrect it, the habitat is largely unchanged for it, and they think that they could reintroduce it into the Tasmanian and Australian wild, and it would still be okay, even though it's been gone for like 150 years.
Like, I can't imagine the food supply being the same or even the diseases being the same. And I start thinking of like the War of the World crap, like you bring it back and all of a sudden it gets a cold and the whole species is wiped out just because that's changed. But
yeah,
how do you grow it from, how do you do that? Like I need to know more about this. Because we all know we have a well-stocked supply of tiger penis, and how do we grow the rest of the tiger from the penis?
Specifically Tasmanian tiger penis. It's got a little pouch.
Yes.
Now, so I got to thinking about it, and maybe you could see where this is going in a minute, but I got to thinking about it, about bringing them back, and I started to think about, like, what else should we try and bring back? Like, what other animals should we try to, like, is it dinosaurs? I can't really think of a lot of animals that are extinct at this point, so I guess this is a kind of a bad question, because I'm like, the dodo, what else?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I started thinking about the dodo, too, the white rhino, yeah, dinosaurs. It's like you'd have to go like one by one species. You couldn't like just like, here, let's take a giant swath of dinosaur like Jurassic Park and just repopulate the planet, because we all know how that ends. I mean, San Diego gets torn up by a T-Rex and Jeff Goldblum has to save us all.
Yeah, twice at least.
He's getting a little old for that. I mean, he can't really be doing all that.
Unless he teaches them jazz and they all start an awesome jazz group and they start playing together.
That would be incredible. And or if, you know, like if you watch the new Spider-Man, the cartoon one, Miles 2 or whatever it is, there is a spider T-Rex in there. So, I mean, if we could
spoiler alert that works as a tease.
If we could somehow find that one spider T-Rex, I am all for animating him.
Now I get to thinking about this because, of course, this is the show about centaurs.
Yes.
I start thinking about, like, if we're going to start bringing stuff back from the dead, let's start combining animals together. Like, let's get a legit sphinx, a giant eagle, and a cat thing and put it together and sick it on Egypt to watch them freak out because, oh no, or like,
oh my God, it's real.
Or like Anubis, isn't it like a human body with like a eagle head or something like that?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh man, I can just think of all the like ancient things that they would just combine that we would just see pictures of. Like, oh man, we need more bird people. I need wings. I mean, I definitely need something to fly. We could even start creating like the things from the Zodiac, like the Capricorn is a sea goat. It's like half fish, half goat. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Imagine fight prize goat if he could swim.
But without a snorkel. Also, I just want to imagine Prize Goat snorkeling now with his like cloven feet and little flippers, and he's like
chasing after a can.
Well, that brings me to the next point, though, that if you're going to start combining animals, how could you make it worse?
Oh my God. He said it.
It's time for America's favorite game show, Make It Worse! And here's your host, your friend C. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Make it worse. Gregor.
Hello.
Combining animals today, huh?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like what doesn't make a lot of sense, or maybe what does, if you wanted to combine animals using this wild DNA technology.
Well, how about this? You go for it. Make it worse, big boy.
Like, I want to think about animals that have long necks and put them together. And so, like, what if you took, like, an ostrich or an emu and combined it with a giraffe? Could you do that? Could you have, like, a... And which part would you do? Would you do, like, the giraffe head and neck on an ostrich body or an ostrich head and neck on a giraffe body?
I personally would have to go for the giraffe on the emu or on the ostrich body. Like, can you imagine that? It's like a 10-foot tall... That's like a 10-foot tall neck on top of the ostrich body.
Okay.
Like, right. Just watching that run alone, that would be amazing.
How about a centaur with a giraffe neck and head? So it's like a triple beast. Like, what if it was horse, man, giraffe? Or what if you just started... Yes! Finally!
Horse, man, giraffe. That's the ultimate. If we're going to start combining triples, like, I want a Pegasus... I want a Pegasus with like a snake face.
Oh yeah. Oh good.
Like a viper neck and face that could flying horse.
Can we call the man the horse man giraffe? Can we call it a Gurgon?
A Gurgon. A Gurgtor.
I would also accept, well, that's kind of the same thing as I say, a horse body with a giraffe neck and head, but that's pretty much a giraffe, right? So
kind of. It's a very short giraffe.
My friend Maggie came up with this thing called a giraffesis, which is a Pegasus and a giraffe combined. So you get wings on a giraffe. Can you imagine? This didn't make it worse. I think I'm making it better. I think I'm actually failing at this game. I think I'm like...
Like, we've created an entirely new game. Now let's get weird. Imaging. Yeah, let's get weird with your
next
host.
Next week, we'll do Let's Get Weird, okay?
Let's get weird. Yes. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the giraffe, a Pegasus giraffe, but with flippers? Not quite like a manatee, but more like a sea lion, so it's, like, extra slick.
Yeah, sort of like
just creating a dinosaur.
Yeah, dope, dude. What's that one called that was, like, is it... It's not...
The one that looks like a Brachiosaurus, but it's got the flippers and underwater.
Yeah. Flipper dinosaur.
Flipper. What is that called? Yeah. Flipper neck sore.
It's called a plesiosaur.
Yes.
Plesiosaur.
It's almost like a platypus with giraffe neck.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, I definitely want one of those. There's a lake behind my house and I want that is awesome.
And they put wings on it, so it's like a a manatee plus a giraffe plus a Pegasus.
That is awesome. That is awesome. If it shoot out of the water and fly, it would be like one of the great egrets that you see in the Everglades that you saw that would just fly above and you seize the fish and just dive down under, but yet it can stay under.
Oh, man, the egret. I forgot all about those.
This is like this is the apex predator. Forget a megalodon. This thing that can take both air and sea.
Did I learn once that sharks are older than trees?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, sharks are basically dinosaurs that have not changed.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to make it worse. Ready?
Do it.
Shark. Go ahead. Shark with wings and an orca dick. All right.
Oh my God, I f***ing love it.
Oops. You're like swimming along, and then you're like, oh, what's that? And like, oh my God, that's a huge wiener. And then, well, the worst.
Only thing is, does it make butter? Can we milk it?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Wait, are sharks mammals? No, they're like, I don't think they're milk makers.
Whatever. There's orca to it, so we're going to milk that. We're going to milk the orca part. Is there bird milk?
You realize what that sounds like, right?
We're going to milk the orca part and get some bird eggs. Fish eggs.
Keep swinging.
There's something there. All I know is I want to eat it. Sorry, guys. I failed.
7 years and 4 billion miles ago, we sent a probe into space that went to a asteroid and stole some space rocks, and now it's heading back to Earth, and suddenly it gets above us and it drops off. I can only describe it as what looks like the inverse of a Jamaican steel drum that Michael Scott brings back on The Office, right?
Yeah,
and
it looks like one of those little Space Invaders things that people were putting the stickers up all over the place before, and cops were like freaking out, except actual metal and sitting in the middle of Utah.
Yeah, they dropped it back down from space. OSIRIS-REx was the mission. Some of the engines for that were built by Aerojet Rocketdyne here in Redmond, Washington, on that craft. And so they went buzzing out to what seems like a super far away asteroid in terms of the solar system. It's like right over there. They, over the course of, like, I think it was 7 years, they picked up this sample by, you know, when people aerate their lawns and they punch a hole in the lawn, they do a gazillion of those and that little plug comes out. They did that basically, took the plug with them and brought it back here and then dropped it off on Earth. It landed in the Utah desert and the humans have recovered it. It's the first time that billionaires can legitimately get a hard on from thinking that they can mine something else to make themselves unimaginable wealth. So it's,
there are diamonds in the asteroids.
You got to think that's true, right?
Like, I mean, there's got to be something up there that they want. Like, yeah, they're not doing this for like the health and the future of the human race, except for themselves.
Mm. Yeah, it's they want water so that they can build more rockets when they get further out and keep humans alive. So you get humans out to where the water is, the ice water, frozen ice water. Then you are able to thaw that, convert it into fuel, and then convert it into drinking water for the humans so they don't have to keep drinking recycled pee. And then you keep going further into the cosmos to somewhere like Saturn, where at one depth in the Saturnian atmosphere, it is raining liquid diamonds because of the unimaginable pressure. But then, like you say, you bring back the diamonds, which are, you know, other than being really hard, like a sea orca that Siege is trying to milk, there's not really like anything too special about them, other than they're hard to get here. So, I don't know.
Can you imagine how much a Saturnian diamond would go for? Like, that's like $1 billion for like a little tiny chip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not something even a Kardashian would like have for like getting married.
Oh,
like, yeah. Kanye couldn't do that.
No. He's not Bezos rich. You got to be Musk or Bezos rich to be able to do that.
Bezos would have to do like half of his entire net worth to do that.
Get himself a little like cool little
get
nose ring.
Yeah. Just a little stud.
I really wonder if we survive as a race in the humanity, as a species, not as a race, but as a species, if we survive the next like 50 years and I mean, us personally survive like for a few of those.
You're right.
Do you think, well, I mean, I want to know the distance we'll go as humans into space in our lifetime.
Yeah, man. I keep thinking about the Mars missions and everything else like that. And just seeing like, they want to start putting up infrastructure on the moon to like launch to Mars and like the little jump, the jump from here to there and then the next one. And they're just eyeing something that just crashed into Jupiter the other day. And it's like, we can't even get past the asteroid belt right now, and what did we have going the other direction that just flew into a sun solar flare? And are we really going to make it? Like the temperature on the moon is 250 plus in the sun, yeah, and then 250 negative in the dark.
Yeah, moments later.
Yeah, we humans can't survive that crap. Like, I don't even know what kind of structure they could make to do it. Like, there's all that poop up there. Are they going to build a house out of the poop?
Hopefully. I mean, but we want to be efficient now, don't we? <That's Yeah. awesome. laughs>
That would be a pretty cool poop house. House.
Now, I saw a story that people are with the Writers Guild that are on strike, that they're going to stop striking here pretty soon. That there's a tentative agreement. The actor's still on strike, but the Writers Guild is going to get back to work here and hopefully get pay for the stuff that's being streamed, because it is outrageous that they make this stuff that gets that makes all these companies these profits. By the way, when that happens, the streaming companies are now going to charge us a gazillion dollars and you might as well have cable again.
Of course. That being said...
Now that they're back to work, one of the ideas that's being floated around is the reboot or the continuation of the series The Office. Now, were you an Office guy, Siege?
I did enjoy The Office very much so, yes.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I've watched it several times through. The last time I watched it through, I only ever made it to season 6 or 7, and then Nellie showed up and she was too much and it was a whole thing, right? And so, yeah. But then the last season is like pretty sad and hard, and like I don't know. But I finally got through it, and that's nice and everything. And now they're saying that they want to bring it back. And Greg Daniels is the one behind this, and he's said both that there's a chance that they'll bring it back, and there's a few of the actors and actresses that say that they would join, like the actors that play Pam and Angela and Stanley and Creed. And so there you have like the one of the lead actresses and then like some of the support people that'll come back.
Yeah,
hard to imagine getting even what's his name, Ed Helms, who plays Andy, or Krasinski,
or John
back
Krasinski, or, yeah.
Maybe Dwight would do it because he seems to be sort of active in it still, but we'll see about that. But the idea that they would bring it back, and I'm like, dude, don't. The big Greg Daniels himself says the big problem is that people like the show so much that they watch it all the way through, and then they start again. And so that to him says that they weren't like stopped too soon. Some would say that they went on too long, but it ended how it should, and it doesn't need to be brought back. But then also the networks are like, nothing's working, make something that we know they'll like. And so that's a thing. And it got me to thinking, there's a combination that is totally unused right now, while another thing is getting really burnt out. The Star Wars, or even Marvel for that case, those universes are just like, there's a new evil, and it's eviler and more sinistery than ever before. And now on this week's Ahsoka.
It's bigger and terrible.
It's a super planet-sized Death Star. Oh, my God. Yeah. This was really bad. Hopefully there's no...
And now it's a star-sized Death Star.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so this keeps going on, and I'm like, you know what they're missing out on in these series is a different angle to look at it from. What they need to do... I made a joke similar to this on Nerd Talk a long time ago, but it came back to me today. What they need to do is they need to make a show. Greg Daniels could run it. Have it be The Office... But do it on the Death Star, or or on some like, you know, where you know that there's an end to it, or something like that, or on a Star Destroyer, or at the Jedi Temple, or something, and have it be about the like the middling people in it, the people that like, you know, have them be a droid repair company or something like that, like or some dated technology for the Star Wars galaxy.
All the terrible contract workers who are just stuck there because that's the only job available in the galaxy.
Yeah, and then like building the, you know, the football stadiums in Qatar, that could be like, now they're there and they can't get out because you can't even leave. So
yeah.
But like, that's, if you could
No, go ahead.
If you could make
incredible.
A show out of that, if you could do, or if it's the Marvel universe or whatever, like you work across the street from where Iron Man just threw one of the bad guys through a building, and you're like, you hear about that over there at, you know, Dunder Mifflin got smashed today because
I think
of
they
Iron
tried
Man.
To do that with the superheroes. I think they tried to do that, not like a single camera show like The Office or anything like that, but they tried to have a superhero like adjacent universe. I think it had like Danny Pudi, the guy from Community. Oh,
I kind of remember that.
Who else? Demi Lovato was in it too. Wow. And yeah, it was actually a pretty decent show. It was just so non-superhero centric that I guess it just kind of faded away. It was actually pretty just like normal life. And like these people would be like looking out the windows and all of a sudden there's war outside, just like superheroes smashing everything and aliens and everything else. And they're just kind of like, huh, oh well. And it's
could you imagine if you were working at the Jedi Temple and then like Yoda went by and like you could, you know, Disney's got the budget to be able to animate Yoda into a scene or whatever once in a while.
Yeah, like you're a janitor or something like that and you're just sweeping up down the hallway and all of a sudden Darth Vader's like going by you. It's like you got to do a double take and just kind of stand over in the corner, watch what the hell's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
You missed a spot.
Sorry, Lord Vader. I just think that there's like an opportunity, like you say, for a single camera, like comedy about the mundanity of one of these places that we idolize or that we spend so much time thinking about, just to give it a little more perspective, instead of making it more evil or bigger or more in threat or scarier or whatever, more in peril. It's not as perilous. Just make
people
it something
who hate their jobs.
Yeah.
You know,
because that's universal.
Yeah.
You know, or who don't have the potential to do more, or that are too dumb to understand that they're stuck in a rut, or that have
Thank
other
God
ideas
I
like
stocked up on these R7L computer trays because Kylo went and had one of his fits again, got to repair the entire thing. What? Yeah. That kind of crap. Yeah, it's just I can totally see and that. That would be fun.
It wouldn't even have to be that on the nose. It could be like it could even just be like set post Death Star explodes or whatever, you know? And so like, you don't really hear that much about it, but there's just like clever little Easter eggs that you put in there and just make a show, just even cast Pam from The Office. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. She should definitely be in it. No, I like that idea. And I wish there was more stuff like that. Like where you could just kind of have like an offshoot to the side, like how they were like for when they were releasing all the side project movies, like the Solo movie or any of the other, like, or Rogue One or anything. Those aren't the direct story. They're kind of Star Wars adjacent or just next to it. Like, they could absolutely do something like that. Just like for all the stuff going on in Ahsoka, like, what about the people sitting in the cafe just kind of looking out the window like, what the hell is going on? Like,
yeah, what if it's Space Cheers?
Like? Yeah.
You know, like just something that, like, all of these things have cantinas, all of these things have a mean boss. Just find a way to make it funny without having to make it too Star Wars-y, but it takes place in that galaxy.
Yeah, I want to know the drunks that live in some of these planets.
The drunks of Star Wars.
There you go. Da, 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 da. Drunks.
Oh, that's nice. I just started yelling about this, and Elothoth from Wikipedia came up on my phone. I don't know what this is all about, but are said to have two large trunks in the Empire Strike. What? What am I even looking at? Okay, sorry. My watch sometimes hears me saying insane things and then just tries to talk me off the edge. So.
Your watch wants to be part of the show.
Sorry, watch, not this week.
Not this time.
All right, Siege buddy, I gotta pop out because in order for us to properly react to the brand new the new Sounders branding.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing!
That color combination is perfect for Seattle.
I can't believe they put the underside of the orca in this crest.
It's weird that they use the N-word in it, though. I don't know why they...
I mean, I totally did. I wasn't prepared for that, but no. I can see where they're coming from.
So that brings us to an important part of this week. What did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. Siege?
What did I learn? I learned I want to do like more mashups of television shows, like even some of the old things, like something terrible, like Little Wonder, the little robot girl, and Silver Spoons. We'll just have to like make old Ricky Schroeder.
No, you missed it. You missed it. And the Wonder Years.
Oh my God, Little Wonder Years.
That's right there.
I need a robot Fred Savage.
Max and Jinx are friends.
James Port Maxon's balls!
There we are. Nice job. This week, I learned that I already forgot the combination of animals, but I'm ready to have my own mythical beast named after me and a legion of them to attack my enemies, the Gurgons. No, they would be the Gurgons. My enemies aren't the Gurgons. They're my...
Yes, the Gurgons are the good guys. Or the bad guys, but they will attack your enemies no matter
what.
It's
all perspective!
It's all in your head. Perspective.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming Tuesdays on the Odyssey app at 10 a.m., usually live, not today, okay, whatever. And then again on the podcast provider of your choice, the Odyssey app, a great place for that. If you are listening on one of the platforms that has reviews, specifically Apple Podcasts, if you could leave us a 5-star review and tell us what you like about the show, tell us what's your favorite thing that Siege has said of all time, okay? Or which...
That's terrible.
Or which Star Wars... what would be the appropriate Star Wars setting for a mundane show about the lighter side or the more boring side of the Star Wars galaxy far, far away? Yeah, if you could get on that. Also, find us at nerdtalkplus.com. It's where all our socials are. Again, it's just a link tree that'll show you how to get to all of us, even Brandon, even though he's Brandon. A mystery.
Double robot Brandon.
Thanks, Siege.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Aw, he said it back.
All right, Siege, buddy, I gotta pop out because in order for us to properly react to the brand new... Oh, my God, the new Sounders branding.
Oh,
holy
my goodness, it's amazing.
That color combination is perfect for Seattle.
I can't believe they put the underside of the orca in this crest.
It's weird that they use the N-word in it, though. I don't know why they...
I mean, I totally... I wasn't prepared for that, but no. I can see where they're coming from.
So that brings us to an important part of this week. What did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. Siege?
What did I learn? I learned I want to do like more mashups of television shows, like even some of the old things, like something terrible, like Little Wonder, the little robot girl, and Silver Spoons. We'll just have to like make old Ricky Schroeder.
No, you missed it. You missed it. And the Wonder Years.
Oh, my God. Little Wonder Years.
That's right there.
I need a robot Fred Savage.
Max and Jinx are friends.
Jinx put Max in spells.
There we are. Nice job. This week, I learned that I already forgot the combination of animals, but I'm ready to have my own mythical beast named after me and a legion of them to attack my enemies, the Gurgons. No, they would be the Gurgons. My enemies aren't the Gurgons. They're my...
Yes, the Gurgons are the good guys. Or the bad guys, but they will attack your enemies no matter
what. It's all perspective!
It's all in your head. Perspective.
Nerd Talk, yeah! Hey, thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming Tuesdays on the Odyssey app at 10 a.m., usually live, not today, okay, whatever. And then again on the podcast provider of your choice, the Odyssey app, a great place for that. If you are listening on one of the platforms that has reviews, specifically Apple Podcasts, if you could leave us a 5-star review and tell us what you like about the show, tell us what's your favorite thing that Siege has said of all time, okay? Or... Which
that's terrible.
Or which Star Wars what would be the appropriate Star Wars setting for a mundane show about the lighter side or the more boring side of the Star Wars galaxy far, far away. Yeah, if you could get on that. Also find us at nerdtalkplus.com. It's where all our socials are. Again, it's just a link tree that'll show you how to get to all of us, even Brandon. Even though he's Brandon. A mystery.
Double robot Brandon.
Thanks, Siege.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Aw, he said it back.